Sedu.
Yes, Daddy Sam.
Have you heard what has unfolded over our line?
No. Nothing, brother. What is the problem?
I am told there's an investor who wants to take over our land. And we have been asked to vacate as soon as possible.
Hey, Daddy Sam. Who tells you? I inherited this land from my grandmother, Zabeti, 30 years ago. I can't vacate from it. Never. I can't relocate anywhere else, I swear upon the living God. Come on, colleagues. You don't have to hustle and worry. We have a solution to all land issues around us. We have Witness Radio. They are here to sensitize and advocate for land rights and environmental protection. Listen to Witness Radio as it unveils all issues regarding to land use and the law regulations of land use. Witness Radio also has legal officers to advise and advocate for your rights, especially those who have been evicted from their land. And they also mediate into land wrangles.
Wow! That is good news!
Welcome to Witness Radio broadcast program. Hello,
good morning. Welcome to Witness Radio. My name is Rita Babide, your host as usual. I welcome you to our program, our favorite program, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. We apologize for coming in late, but regardless, we are here to deliver to you today's information. First, I'd like to thank you for the efforts that you are putting in to listen to Witness Radio. We are very grateful for whatever effort that you're putting in. I'd like to as usual, present to you, welcome someone, a lawyer by profession, our counsel as usual, that has been journeying with us in this journey of Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. Counsel, you're welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Rita. Thanks to Witness Radio for this opportunity. And we thank you, our dear listeners, for staying tuned into this program. Thank you.
Okay. In our previous episodes, we talked about the Magistrates Court and the High Court. Here we talked about the Magistrate Grade 1. And if your case is exceeding 20 million at the Magistrate Grade 1, meaning it has to go to the Chief Magistrate Court. And if it exceeds 50 million, it has to go to the High Court. So we also looked at the how to file a case at the Magistrate Court, and we also looked at how to file a case at the High Court. All those details are available at on our social media handles, especially YouTube. We are there, and those programs are always broadcasted there. You can kindly like, share, comment, and click the notification bell. Every time an episode is uploaded, you will definitely get a notification. So, thank you so much for those that are sending in the comments. We are really grateful. And before we do anything today, I would like to go for a short break, and then we shall be back.
Remember, the oil...
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing, or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction. Click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form. Then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question. Then upload to send.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio. You're listening to Witness Radio Broadcast Program.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. We are going to start right away. Today we are going to look at how to report land rights violations in Uganda. What constitutes land rights violation in Uganda? Who can report land rights violation? What are the different channels for reporting land rights violations in Uganda? I'd like to welcome Council to take us through.
Thank you, Rita. Today we'll be looking at where to report land rights violations in Uganda. Just in case your rights to land or on land have been violated by anybody. Let it be your neighbor, an individual, a company, probably a government, whoever violates your human rights, your land rights. Yes, as the Constitution states, you have the right to actually go to report to the law to see that justice is accorded to you. So usually when land rights violations occur, such as illegal evictions, land grabbing, or destruction of property, it's crucial to follow the correct reporting channels to seek justice. So the process typically involves engaging local authorities, you engage police, courts, and other relevant institutions that can be of help, like organizations that may come to your rescue, and probably they come up with an advocacy campaign to see that you are accorded justice in one way or another. So we want to give you the we can call it the chronological order of where to start from in case you have probably your rights have been infringed on, your land rights have been infringed on by any person, where you have to start from, and when that level fails, you keep on aiming higher and higher until you get you are accorded justice. The first one will be the Local Council 1 LC1. We urge whoever has a land right issue to actually start from the LC1 to find out, to explain to them what the problem is, and that LC1 will help them to actually settle their matter amicably between the two parties that are having a dispute on land. So the LC1 leaders are the first point of contact in land disputes, since they are closer to the what? Affected communities. So they help mediate disputes and provide official records that may be useful in legal proceedings. So when one has a problem, it is very crucial for you to start with the LC, because basically it's even the LC that knows that this land belongs to this one and this one. Even when you're going to find out if you want to buy land, usually, if you're doing that due diligence of finding out who is the real owner of that land, it is good to go and investigate with the LC.
Yes, even actually before buying the land.
Yes. So, but usually, it's so sad that these days also LCs are becoming, I don't know, they are becoming something else. Like, they actually engage in selling a piece of land to over something like 5 people.
Yeah,
and keeps on agreeing. Yeah, this is the owner, and then like they're also involved in fraud when and it comes to land in one way or another. Yes. So which is so sad that these are the people that would actually be saying no, this land belongs to this one, but a lot of people have been they have been deceived, and they bought land that has issues, but well knowing, and you find that they even went to the LCs and actually investigated. And the LCs lie to them. So it is so sad that we have such things happening.
Yes.
And yet these are the people that could have been helping us to, solve issues of fraud in land.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. They are the first point of help.
Yes, they would solve issues of fraud in land matters. But you find they keep on lying, like you find a piece of land being sold to five people and the chairperson knows about it. And you ask yourself, how are you helping your people if you keep on engaging in such practices? You get?
Yes.
So, you for those who actually want to report your cases, and you have any land right matter that you need to take to the authorities, we're still discussing about the LC1. And what do you do? You have to make sure you identify the LC1 chairperson in your area and explain the land violation issues. And please, before even I go further, please, people have a tendency of settling in a place and they don't even go and engage the LC1.
Mm-hmm.
We find the LC1 does not know anything about them.
Yes.
He doesn't even know that I have
they
such...
exist on that,
yes,
in that
area, which is very bad. Even if you're a tenant, go and introduce yourself. Because anything can happen. What if the police comes for you? What if, you know, that is why some people, like, sometimes they tell us to get some letters from the LC1, from the LCs, and someone cannot, it's very hard for them to get that letter, you get? Because they never engage the person. He doesn't even know them sometimes. And some of them are also rigid. They don't just write if they don't know you. They'll be like, but I've never seen you.
Yes.
I've never seen you. That's why you find some of them, instead of going to the LC1, they jump to the LC2. They find the one who is very easy at LC level. You get at local council level. Please, you go and engage them. Introduce yourself. Tell them I'm this one and this one. If you're renting, I'm on this one's house. If you've bought land, please, I'm now a resident of this area, so that they know you.
Mm.
But some don't, you know. So, as you to take your case to the LC, please, you present supporting documents, especially if you have a seller agreement, go with it. If you have a land title, if you have witnesses that can actually help you in the case to make things easier, you please go with them to the LC so that your issues are settled amicably and from an informed point of view or from an evidence-based view. So the LC1 committee may call both parties to mediate to resolve the dispute. If unresolved, if issues fail out at LC1, they'll refer the matter to LC2, that is parish level, so that also LC2 can be able to see if they can settle the matter. So if the dispute is not settled at the LC2 level, it is still pushed to LC3, that is sub-county level, sub-county council, to see if they can settle the matter. So the LC3 may conduct further mediation or issue a formal recommendation for legal action. So if the matter is beyond their capacity, they refer it to the district land office or courts. So,
council, just a question.
Mm.
Are these LOCs supposed to know about land issues?
Yes. It's so sad that usually long ago, because I think these days you must be elite land and you must make sure you carry out research, or someone at the LC level must know something about land.
Okay.
Yes, because it is very important to actually have a clue about the issues concerning land, because those are the issues that are actually overcoming up in communities these days.
Mm.
So you find that someone somehow has some knowledge about what land, other than long ago, where LCs they would not mind about your level of education. That's why some of them, when they used to swear in, their English was, I don't know, you would laugh the whole time. Because they didn't know English.
Mm.
Yes. So, they could have someone that has knowledge that can actually come and help out with settling these issues.
Mm.
Yes. And probably do a little bit of research. What does this and that say? So, I report to the district land board. So, just in case the matter doesn't work out at LC3. They'll report the matter to the district land office or court. So the district land boards oversees land administration and dispute resolution. If the case involves land allocation, boundary disputes, or compensation issues, report to the district land office for further intervention. So that's why we say that you keep going higher, aiming higher and higher. If the LC1 fails, go to LC2. If LC2 fails, go to LC3. LC3 fails, you go to district land offices or courts. So, in fact, after district land offices fail, you go to court. Mm. So that's how the hierarchy moves slowly. But some people, just because they don't have time to waste and they know sometimes some issues cannot be settled at LC level, LC they jump level, straight.
Yes.
Sometimes they go to the district fails, they go to court. Mm. So, for issues, let's say if someone is actually taking your land illegally, and they are kind of putting violence, intimidation, torture, force, things that are a bit criminal, please, as you're talking to your LC1 about it, go and report to the police.
Mm.
Yes, you must report to the police.
The LC1 can act as another witness to your case.
He can, and a witness is one person who has been there when something is actually taking place. When the person who has been at the scene of crime. Someone who has been there when you're fighting, someone who probably who was there when they're beating you, someone who was there when you are selling your land, someone who was there when you're buying your land. So the LC is also just there to listen to you. He can never be a witness, because unless he was among the people that witnessed when you were actually buying the land or selling it off to someone, then he can become a witness.
Yeah. Because I know they are always there. When you're going to buy that land in that area, the LSC1 is involved.
Yes.
Yes.
But some people are very funny, but it is very good, even when there is a sale agreement. Yeah, we must sign. There is always a signature there.
Mm.
So, sometimes it works as a witness, sometimes it may, but usually, especially when it comes to issues of land transaction, usually he's also a witness. You get. Because he was there to actually witness when you people were carrying out the land transactions. So we're talking about reporting to the police when, if the land dispute involves criminal elements such as illegal eviction, violence and intimidation, destruction of property, land fraud, under land fraud we have surgery, fraudulent transactions, things like that, you go and report to the police so that they can come to your rescue. How do you do it? You just visit a nearby police station, preferably land protection police unit, if available. So explain the land rights violations and submit any available evidence. The police will record a statement and issue a reference number to you to show that they have actually recorded your case. If necessary, the police may visit the land in dispute to assess the situation. So after that, they'll file a case with the Criminal Investigation Department, CID. If the case is serious, e.g. forceful eviction with violence, and an investigation will be requested by the CID at the district level. So police investigations may lead to arrest or referral of the court to case. We may need to refer the case to court.
Counsel, are the CID functioning in Uganda?
Yes, every police has a CID investigative officer.
Okay.
Yes. Every police has a CID that investigates matters at police level.
All right.
Yes.
And are they doing their work?
As long as the case is serious and it is recorded, investigations must go on before they can actually refer the case to court.
Okay.
Yes.
But in today's cases, police connive with the land grabbers actually evict people.
Yeah, it does. It does. Because of some money, and sometimes it's also order from above. You find that the company is actually working with the government. And so the police, its hands are tied. It cannot do anything. You get?
Mm.
Like there is a time we were arrested and we asked the guy, "Why are you arresting us?" The police officer. And then he was like, "It is order from above." "Well, like, what do you mean order from above? There must be a charge as to why you are arresting someone." "Said order from above." You get? So, in most cases, that is what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. So, sometimes they also get orders from above, because these companies actually work with the government, or they themselves connive with the community, the companies that are evicting people. Yes, and then in such instances, what they do, they just decide either not to record those cases that these complainants bring the community members, or they may decide to record, but they keep on, when you go, they are too slow into making an action. Each single time you go, they'll be like, we are working on it. They keep postponing until someone's like, but who am I? They give up.
Yes.
Yes.
Or arrest you.
They can arrest you instead. They can slap a very funny charge against you. That is if the company has put in some good money. And then now they turn the case around you. Like, we have one case in Chiandongo that is of that nature.
Okay.
Yes. A community member went to report because they had destroyed his crops, and out of defense, he kind of resisted, and there was some flexing with the company workers. So he went and reported. And then the next time he went back to police, they turned the case against him. The one that went to report, to complain at first.
That is really so sad.
It is sad.
Yes.
So,
but we are going in for a short break. We shall be back.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio. Uniting local voices in land and environmental justice struggle.
Oyagala kweyongera kukuguka mu mateeka agakwata kuttaka? Ganyulwa mu program za Witness Radio osomesebwe batya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abannakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba abantu b'olwanirira gatuuke ku bavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate radio y'abantu, Witness Radio. Wuliriza Witness Radio mu kitundu kyo ng'ekulambululira ensonga ezinyiga abantu. Wulirizanga Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa bantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
You're listening to Witness Radio Broadcast Program.
Welcome back from that break. Before we called off for the break, we were talking about which channels to go through when filing or reporting land rights violation. Our council here told us you start from the LC1. When the LC1 fails, you go to the LC2. When the LC2 fails, you go to the LC3. And when also that fails, you go to the district land board. And also, if that fails, and then you refer the cases to the court. Well, I'd like to welcome Council and talking about the challenges in police reporting. Council.
Yes. So, sometimes also there are instances where you've reported where maybe you have a dispute on land in regards to illegal eviction and what, and then the level of threat upon your life is a bit high. So when you go report to court, to police, police can us kind of provide like a protection so that your life is safe as a matter is being settled amicably. So for cases that have harassment, threats, probably upon your life and what, so court can actually give protection protect that person from being harmed by whoever is trying to infringe on their land rights. Challenges in police reporting: we have corruption or bias. Corruption or bias may delay investigations. Yes, the police is given some money, and you find these people really delay cases in one way or another, and then they keep pushing. We are still investigating, until you get tired of reporting at police, and then you give up, because you have seen these things happen at police, and like in Chirandongo, there is one of We have a land right defender who was reported, he was accused for threatening violence. So each single, and they told him to report. They gave him police bond and told him to report and report back. He reported and reported and reported, and the complainant could not be seen, was nowhere to be seen. And the guy got tired until he stopped going. And then they even never looked for him. So sometimes there are things you look at and you're like, what's the problem? What is happening? Like now, us who are in the, we're in the community, we are trying to gather our evidence. The next thing we knew, we were rounded up. They charged us with, and that charge came after. Because at first they just took us. Then they said we are organizing illegal assemblies. I don't know how. Mm. And then they thought we were a political, we were belonging to a certain political group. Mm. Yes. And then again they charged us with inciting violence. But these were not clear. So when we went, we talked to them, we're like, no, we came to gather evidence about this case. But of course the company had already bribed the police about this and this and this. We have a case in court that we want to file. So the OC looked like he really got us. But because there was order from above, we were thrown behind bars. And then we kept on asking them, which charge, what have we done? At first they kept quiet. So after some time, in the morning, like because of the pressure, they released us with no charge. Then they told them, if you just release them that way, it will backfire. That's when they came up with a charge of spreading infectious diseases.
Can you imagine?
Yes. So there are a lot of games that actually happen at police level. But they can even come for you. Someone can pay them to come for, just to intimidate you a little bit so that you back off. And then, yes. So a lot happened, but we just hope for the best in one way or another. You can imagine right now, look at the way they are harassing journalists.
Yes.
Yeah, look at the way they are harassing them when it comes to elections. What harm have they done? Someone just has a camera, not a gun. Yes, it's just a camera, not a gun. It's just to bring out evidence. If Why? Like, I just do. If they're doing something right, why do they fear the camera?
Exactly.
Yes, why do they fear the camera? So when you see these things, you're like, I don't know what's happening, but that is it.
I don't know who's going to help us.
Me too.
To stand right to the police. Because I think the police is, okay, on the other hand, like kind of above the law.
It's not above the law.
It's not above the law, but the things that they do and the things that they, and the way they treat people, you may truly think they are above the law. Because, like, why would they do that? And actually they're not incriminated or anything. After the concerned people have found out about what they are doing in a certain place, how they are treating people and harming them, nothing is done at the end of the day.
Even if they are to, they pretend as if they are investigating, you get. Literally, they will investigate and say, yeah, this kind of police officer did this and we are going to probably incriminate him for doing such an action to this person. But they don't do anything. They're just doing it in camera. The next thing they do is, please go to the village, sit somewhere there for some time. Until this cools down, you'll come back.
Should we say government here to Yambe?
I don't even know what to say. So sometimes also powerful individuals influence police actions. Like you know, these days we have this thing of Ogambanugu. You know that one?
Yes, Ogambanugu. Yes.
You see, someone does really something wrong to you, but because they have a phone call will come and say, please release that person if you want that job. The next thing you know, someone is apologizing. I'm sorry for doing this. So that is what is happening. The police may require complaints to file cases in court instead. So such things are the ones that are the challenges that we have when people take cases to police. But there are still some good police officers that are genuine, and you approach them and they are able to work on your case and they listen to you. They are there.
keeping other factors constant.
Yes, they are there. So we shall not say that all tomatoes in a basket are rotten. No, there are those. It's just that the rotten ones make the other good ones also look what? Rotten.
Yes.
But not everything is as bad as it looks. So after you can report to the courts of law. If local authorities and police fail to resolve the land disputes, you can seek legal redress in court. Types of land dispute cases. The other time we were taking people through the courts, they can report to when it comes to land matters. We looked at Magistrates Court, where we have Grade 1 and Grade 2, which handles, and we have also the Chief Magistrates Court, which handles where we said Magistrates Grade 1, 20 million below case, they can handle your land case or land matter or land issue that you have and you bring up to them. And then the Chief Magistrate, we have 50 million. If your case or the value of your land or the value of your property or what is below is 50 and below, you can file a case with the Chief Magistrate, and then your land matter can be settled. That's a discussion we had in our last episode where we kind of gave you how someone can file a court in Magistrate's Court and how someone files a court in High Court.
Mm.
And then we also took you through how the mandates they have, where do they get that mandate from, the kind of issues they look into. We also told you how the High Court is an appellant court and how to file a case there. So we are not going to go back into that because we did discuss it in our last episode. And for those that do not have it, please go to our YouTube channel. You will be able to follow up. So you can take your court to the Magistrates Courts and they will be handled. If you have a land matter, you can take. Also, if you feel like you're not satisfied with what has happened with the decisions from the magistratorial level, you can actually report the case. You can appeal to the High Court to look into what? Into the matter. So if you feel like the High Court still has not done justice to you, please, you can appeal to Court of Appeal and Supreme Court, so that you can get justice, you know. So I'll just briefly take you through what happens when you file a case in court, what really takes place. So in most cases, it's good for you to get a lawyer, obtain legal assistance, because it may not be easy for you to actually handle this matter on your own, because you may have limited knowledge about land rights and the law. So it is better you get someone that is well equipped with the law in regards to land rights, so that they can represent you well in court, so that you can be accorded justice. If you cannot approach a private firm because they don't have money, we have legal aid. There are people that provide legal aid, and they do pro bono services. So they support people at a no fee, you know, at no cost. Or if it's money, it's very minimal and negotiable, that they know a poor person can actually what?
Provide.
Can manage, afford. Yes, can afford. So under those, we have Witness Radio Legal Aid Clinic. Please, if you have a legal issue or a court in case about land rights and you feel you need assistance, please, Witness Radio has a legal aid clinic. You can come and report your cases so that they can be handled at a pro bono level. We have LabsNet also, Ugandaland Alliance. So there are many, you know, that can actually help you to do what? To represent you in court so that you are accorded justice in the best way. So the lawyer will draft a plain detailing the violations and file the case at the appropriate court and pay a small court fee. So the accused party and the land grabber is someone to defend themselves. So the court may issue an injunction to stop ongoing evictions or violations. After hearing, the court delivers a judgment, either ordering compensation, reiteration of land, or eviction of illegal occupants. Mm. So we are not going to go deep into how to do it because we discussed it last episode. So challenges that we have in court, we have legal processes are slow and may take years. You find someone files a case. We are in 2025. The case is heard is not heard, but the judgment comes in 2030. You get?
Mm.
You can imagine all that long. Oh, like literally, you even lose interest. A lot of money has been spent on transport. You know, whenever those lawyers go to court, they ask for money.
Yes, yes.
And remember, this is a poor person. You get? So you imagine, to rescue a piece of land, he loses almost all his property that he has worked for. So it is very funny, but that is the bitter truth. Legal fees can also be high, making access to justice difficult. Yes, some lawyers really ask for a lot of money, and people cannot afford it.
Mm.
There is a lady who was telling me that there is an advocate that asks for 500 each single time he's coming from Lugazi to Makindye for court. 500 transport minus, that's not legal fees, professional fees, no.
Transport
alone. 500,000 from Makindye to Lugazi.
No, that is theft.
That is what is happening. So you find that some people just give up and say, I don't have money, what to do? Let me just give up. And they take their land, just like that.
Yeah.
So influence from powerful individuals may affect rulings. This happens so much. So much. Even in court, it's there, order from above. So you can also report to human rights and land rights organizations. So if local and legal remedies fail, you can escalate that case to national and international human rights bodies. So in Uganda, we have the Uganda Human Rights Commission, and this one handles cases of land rights violations involving human rights abuses. It can issue recommendations and refer cases to courts. So Uganda Human Rights Commission is a government institute established under Article 51 of the 1995 Constitution of Uganda to promote and protect human rights in the country. So it investigates human rights violations, including those linked to rights abuses. So when land rights violations occur, such as illegal evictions, land grabbing, destruction of property, or denial of land access, and they involve human rights abuses like torture, unlawful detention, or threat for life, victims can report this case to the Uganda Human Rights Commission to look into it. So the Uganda Human Rights Commission also has the power, as courts do, to receive complaints from individuals or communities about land-related human rights abuses. It also conducts investigations by interviewing affected persons and collecting what? Evidence, so that when it comes with a recommendation, it is well informed and evidence based.
Counselor, does it mean that these, let me call them NGOs, or the national and international human rights bodies, are they powerful or stronger than the courts of law?
They can have an influence. We cannot say they are powerful.
Mm.
But they can have an influence. Like, we can, these are all independent. It's not like this one reports to the other one.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the level of superiority it's very hard to determine.
Mm.
You get. But when it comes to now, when we look at the international level, because with national, like now the Human Rights Commission, I cannot determine if it's more powerful than courts. No, because these are all independent and they work in, you know, they exercise their rights at an independent level. But when you look at the international level, there is a way it puts pressure on the government to actually act as accorded, because the government is answerable to some international human rights bodies.
So it has influence.
Yes, it has influence.
Okay.
So it can bend down the government in one way or another.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're talking about, just in case someone files a complaint to the Human Rights Commission, then the Human Rights Commission, it summons and questions government officials, investors, security officers, or landowners involved in that kind of land conflict. So it can also visit the disputed land sites to assess human rights violations and gather what? Testimonies. So examples of cases that Human Rights Commission investigates. These are forced evictions without compensation, things that are involving violence, torture or harassment by landlords, investors or security forces, no access to land for farming or shelter, discrimination in land ownership, especially against women, failure by authorities to protect people's land rights. So in such issues, those are cases that the Human Rights Commission would love to look at. So when it looks at the case, it issues recommendations and may refer cases to court. So basically, that is what we can look at when it comes to the Human Rights Commission. But we are still going on with that discussion.
Okay, thank you so much, Council. Thank you so much for that wonderful presentation. Well, for those that are having such challenges, you can call, as our Council said, if you want any legal aid, you can call Witness Radio. You can call us on our direct number, 041-46-96-7221. Or you can use WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 07-45-96-5765. Or you can actually, if for the WhatsApp, those that are having smartphones, you can text, send an audio, or call via WhatsApp. You will be attended to. I would also like to remind you that we have our website, that is www.witnessradio.org, where articles about land issues, land cases are always uploaded there. So if you want any information, any details, any update about land issues, you can definitely go to our website and get more. For those that would like to listen to us live, will you go to your Play Store, download Witness Radio app, and then there you go. You have us to listen to. This program is always there on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That is for the English program. And for the Luganda is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you choose any that is suitable for you. But for now, I would like to say thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio and have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to Witness Radio broadcast program. Oyagala okweyongera okuguka amateeka agakwata ku ttaka, ganyula ku pulogulaamu za Witness Radio osomesebwe butya bw'osobola okukuuma ettaka lyo okuva mu mikono gy'abanakigwanyizi. Oli mulwanirizi wa ddembe, oyagala amaloboozi g'ebitundu oba ag'abantu b'olwani agatuukirye abavunaanyizibwa? Weekwate rediyo y'abantu Witness Radio, wuliriza Witness Radio okumanya enkulaakulana y'ettaka nga tekosa abantu mu bitundu mweteekeddwa oba obutonde bw'ensi.